She woke to the sound of a baby crying, a thin bleat drifting over from next door. She checked the time, 3 a.m., and got up to go to the toilet.
A small herd of six elephants, visible in the light of the near full moon, emerged from the pool in the mostly dry river. The lead one, which Kylie guessed was the matriarch, raised her trunk into the air and sniffed, checking the way was clear.
Lately, though, Spoon had been feeling blue. "What's wrong?" asked his mother. "You look a bit out of shape."
"Oh, nothing," mumbled Spoon. "It's just that, I don't know, all my friends have it so much better than me. Like Knife. Knife is so lucky. He gets to cut and spread."
A tray slides across the table.
"Morning, Dezza. Never thought I'd say this, but aren't you a sight for sore eyes?"
"Doc," he replies with a small smile. "What's the news on Parker?"
The doc butters his toast, spreads it with marmalade, takes a bite, chews and swallows.
"Sorry, Dezza. The stupid bastards hit an artery. Parker had no hope."